A Civic Media Station. Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president has suffered a second setback in his bid to send National Guard troops into Oregon.
Trump appointee U.S. District Judge Karen Immergut had to step in again late last night after President Trump tried to get around her Saturday order against deploying Oregon National Guard troops into Portland. He had Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth call up Guard troops from California and Texas to go there. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson wasn't having it.
This action circumvents the judge's decision and threatens to inflame a community that has remain peaceful.
So the judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying Guard units from any states into Portland. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Troops are headed to Illinois overnight. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks, and Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Egypt for indirect talks on President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I can't tell you if Hamas will agree to it. I think that it's possible. I hope it'll happen, but I can't guarantee that it'll happen.
The talks are focusing on the first stage of a ceasefire, including a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. President Trump says layoffs are taking place as the government shutdown enters its sixth day. There's no sign of an end in sight. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells CBS's Face the Nation Republicans are the ones to blame.
We've been trying for months and months to sit down with them and have a serious conversation addressing America's health care needs. And they've refused and refused and refused.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS.
We're not saying that we won't negotiate it. We're saying turn the lights back on in Congress.
Lawmakers in the House are off this week. The Senate is scheduled to vote again today on a budget plan that could end the shutdown. Two Americans and a Japanese scientist have just been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. The committee's Thomas Perlman.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi for their discoveries concerning peripheral immune tolerance.
That's a mechanism that helps the body prevent the immune system from attacking its own tissues. A change to carry-on baggage rules. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
American Airlines is giving you a hand with your carry-on luggage, eliminating the metal devices used to measure the size of your suitcase at the gate. The carrier claims its rules have not officially changed, but attendants will now allow you to try to squeeze that overstuffed bag in the overhead bin before making you check it.
Dow futures are up 88, S&P futures ahead 24, NAS futures up 143. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Fox Sports hosts have addressed Mark Sanchez's stabbing and arrest.
It's not the opening that Fox's Chris Myers planned.
Myers along with Brady Quinn, who is stepping in for Mark Sanchez. And obviously, we all want to send out our thoughts and prayers to Mark and those involved in Friday's incident.
That's when police say Sanchez attacked a truck driver who was blocking a parking area. The driver says he acted in self-defense with pepper spray and then by stabbing Sanchez, who's now hospitalized and under arrest for battery, intoxication, and illegal entry to a motor vehicle. Sanchez is 38, the man he's accused of attacking, 69. Peter King, CBS News.
The harvest moon is rising. The first supermoon of the year will reach its full phase just before 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And make that midnight Eastern time tonight when it reaches the point in the sky 180 degrees opposite the sun. It'll make it appear much larger and brighter than usual. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. A man is in the hospital after being rescued from a burning apartment in Milwaukee. Firefighters say it started yesterday afternoon on the third floor of a building near Lloyd and Holton. The apartment was destroyed, but no one else was hurt. The cause remains under investigation. If real estate movement is any measure, immigration enforcement efforts could increase around here. ICE is moving into a new 20,000-square-foot facility on Milwaukee's northwest side after months of renovations. The building on West Lake Park Drive will serve as the main office for immigration officers and staff. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the federal government is also looking for a second office downtown for attorneys who work with ICE, but that office will not hold detainees. After the recent ICE raids in Manitowoc, including 24 arrests tied to suspected trafficking, several advocacy groups got together in Milwaukee. Forward Latino National President Daryl Maureen says he's against the aggressive enforcement.
And let me remind you of one other thing. In and of itself, it is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States. It's a civil violation, like the civil violation I'm going to get when my parking meter expires and I get a parking ticket. It's that minor. And why is it that way? Per statute, per act of Congress. It is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States.
Homeland Security says some of those arrested up north were involved in serious crimes like sexual assault and child trafficking. No criminal complaints have been formally released. Some detainees have been deported or transferred to other facilities. Local advocates and faith leaders are calling for more transparency from federal authorities, saying many of those arrested are farm workers and members of the local community, not criminals. The operation has also sparked fears that immigrant workers are hesitant to go to work or school due to the uncertainty surrounding the raids. ICE officials say the enforcement actions are necessary to uphold the rule of law. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A veterinarian in southern Wisconsin's losing his license for now. The state's veterinary examining board suspended Dr. Richard Domlin. He's the lead vet at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. The board voted unanimously after a surprise inspection turned up problems with record keeping. Van Domlin had been allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions before the suspension. This isn't the first time Ridgeland Farms has faced criticism over alleged mistreatment of animals. People in Wisconsin are no longer paying sales tax on electricity and natural gas used in their homes. It was a bipartisan effort that went into effect last week, highlighted this week in Governor Tony Evers' weekly radio address.
Here in Wisconsin, we're working to lower costs for working families and give folks a little extra breathing room in their household budgets.
Evers says the change will help ease the strain of rising living costs. The governor talked up the long-term impact of eliminating the tax.
Over the next 2 years alone, eliminating the sales tax on utility bills will help reduce energy costs for families and save Wisconsin households over $178 million.
Critics argue that eliminating the tax cuts state revenue, which could affect funding for public services in the long run. A new case of bird flu has been found in Wisconsin. The state's agriculture department says the disease hit a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County that's now under quarantine. Officials say none of those birds will enter the food supply. They're reminding all poultry and livestock owners to keep their hands clean, regularly disinfect their tools, and keep animals separated. Bird owners are also urged to keep their flocks indoors whenever possible. And a monarch migration has begun. If you're lucky, you might spot the butterflies flying south through the state. Right now, they're making a 2.5-month trip from the north all the way to central Mexico. Experts say only a tiny super generation makes that journey. Just 2-5% of monarchs survive to adulthood. At night, they rest in roosts that can include hundreds or even thousands of butterflies. Scientists say you can help by planting milkweed and nectar plants and reporting sightings to track their migration. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM.
And good morning, Milwaukee. How you doing? My name is Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. 68 degrees in the Brew City. And Mike Clemens, the Brewers are in town tonight against the Chicago Cubs, the NLDS Game 2. Mike Clemens has got sports, WAUK News Time, 6:13.
Game 2 is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning Game 1, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start.
No, I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, WAUK news time is 6:14. We've got WAUK traffic brought to you by Blindster.com.
A stall still an issue on 4394 southbound. It's on the entrance ramp from Beecher Street. Highway 794 southbound, your entrance ramp from Car Ferry Drive closed with road work until the 13th. And the exit ramp from 43 northbound to Port Washington closed with road work until the 8th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK traffic brought to you by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive, and Blindster's prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com. Let's get a look at weather now here on WAUK as the news time is now 6:15.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well, lows in the mid-50s, increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com. There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
WAUK News Time is 6:17. Time for Money Talk with Jill on Money from CBS News.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 6:19, WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. How you doing? My name is Dan Haney with you. Now serving all news all morning. We got local news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles. Also state news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clemens, you know him. He's got the sports. Of course, Cubs in town tonight. Milwaukee, game two of the NLDS. Go Brew Crew. Also, we go on a look at traffic and weather, along with money and business news. And Pam Yonke, you know her. She has got the Midwest Farm Report. And the news continues with CBS World News next. WAUK News Time is 6:19.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president has suffered a second setback in his bid to send National Guard troops into Oregon.
Trump appointee U.S. District Judge Karen Immergut had to step in again late last night after President Trump tried to get around her Saturday order against deploying Oregon National Guard troops into Portland. He had Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth call up Guard troops from California and Texas to go there. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson wasn't having it.
This action circumvents the judge's decision and threatens to inflame a community that has remained peaceful.
So the judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying guard units from any states into Portland. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Troops are headed to Illinois. Overnight, Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks, and Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Egypt for indirect talks on President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I can't tell you if Hamas will agree to it. I think that it's possible. I hope it'll happen, but I can't guarantee that it'll happen.
The talks are focusing on the first stage of a ceasefire, including a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. President Trump says layoffs are taking place as the government shutdown enters its sixth day. There's no sign of an end in sight. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells CBS's Face the Nation Republicans are the ones to blame.
We've been trying for months and months to sit down with them and have a serious conversation addressing America's health care needs. And they've refused and refused and refused.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS.
We're not saying that we won't negotiate it. We're saying turn the lights back on in Congress.
Lawmakers in the House are off this week. The Senate is scheduled to vote again today on a budget plan that could end the shutdown. Two Americans and a Japanese scientist have just been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. The committee's Thomas Perlman.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi for their discoveries concerning peripheral immune tolerance.
That's a mechanism that helps the body prevent the immune system from attacking its own tissues. A change to carry-on baggage rules. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
American Airlines is giving you a hand with your carry-on luggage, eliminating the metal devices used to measure the size of your suitcase at the gate. The carrier claims its rules have not officially changed, but attendants will now allow you to try to squeeze that overstuffed bag in the overhead bin before making you check it.
Dow futures are up 88, S&P futures ahead 24, NAS futures up 143. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Fox Sports hosts have addressed Mark Sanchez's stabbing and arrest.
It's not the opening that Fox's Chris Myers planned.
Myers along with Brady Quinn, who is stepping in for Mark Sanchez. And obviously we all want to send out our thoughts and prayers to Mark and those involved in Friday's incident.
That's when police say Sanchez attacked a truck driver who is blocking a parking area. The driver says he acted in self-defense with pepper spray and then by stabbing Sanchez, who's now hospitalized and under arrest for battery intoxication and illegal entry to a motor vehicle. Sanchez is 38, the man he's accused of attacking, 69. Peter King, CBS News.
The harvest moon is rising. The first supermoon of the year will reach its full phase just before 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Make that midnight Eastern time tonight when it reaches the point in the sky 180 degrees opposite the sun. It'll make it appear much larger and brighter than usual. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 24 people were arrested in Manitowoc last month. Last week, members of the community got together in Milwaukee to speak out.
One of the, I think, bright spots is the fact that is the community response. And there is a saying now embraced, right, in the movement, which is El pueblo salva al pueblo, which is in English, the people save the people.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, praised the community's resilience, but questions the speed of the action. Immigration advocates report three workers were deported quickly, one transferred to a prison out of state, and one held locally. Homeland Security calls those arrested some of the worst, citing prior criminal convictions like sexual assault and child trafficking. ICE enforcement in the state is expected to increase, with the Palmyra Police Department signing an agreement to help identify and detain undocumented immigrants. Critics warn the operation fuels a cycle of deportations, raising concerns about community trust and fairness in the justice system. Brewers baseball will bring busy streets around the ballpark. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. Parking opens for tailgating 3.5 hours before the game gets going against the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. 2,200 homes suffered major damage or were destroyed. It's been 2 months since those massive floods hit Milwaukee County, and the numbers are adding up. Nearly 2,200 homes have major damage or were wiped out, most in Milwaukee's north and west sides and nearby suburbs. More than 3,500 people have already been approved for FEMA aid. That's about $26 million in all. The deadline for FEMA assistance is November 12th. And help is available online, by phone, or at local recovery centers. It wasn't a total loss for the Chicago area in sports this weekend in Milwaukee. The men's winner of the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon is from Park Ridge, Illinois, near O'Hare. Nearly 3,000 runners from across the country took on the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and Half Marathon along the lake and downtown. The 43rd annual event featured a course that crossed the iconic Hone Bridge. James Weissensohl of Illinois won the men's marathon in just under 2 hours and 38 minutes. Isabel Say of Sussex took the women's top spot with a time of 2:48. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin's updating its laws for the age of artificial intelligence. Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill that makes it illegal to post or make AI-generated intimate images meant to threaten or harass someone. The law also expands a definition of nudity crimes and protects people from having private images reproduced without their say. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in the digital age. A new COVID-19 vaccine's rolling out just in time for fall here in Wisconsin. With colder weather pushing people indoors, doctors expect more cases of respiratory illnesses, including COVID. Pharmacies already have the updated shot, and now healthcare providers everywhere are opening appointments. The governor's also signed an executive order making sure the vaccine stays covered by insurance for everyone in the state. Free speech on Wisconsin college campuses is back in the spotlight at the state capitol. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would punish public universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes for 2 years, and even have to note violations on admission documents. The plan also calls for required First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. There's a new push in Madison to better understand Parkinson's disease. Lawmakers from both parties are backing a bill that would set up a statewide Parkinson's registry at UW-Madison. It would track cases of the disease and publish yearly reports. Experts say it could give researchers key clues about what might contribute to the second most common brain disease after Alzheimer's. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program will offer people expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the East Side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matinee on air at 9, the Tom Hartman program at 11, Todd Olba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Indeed it is. 6:32. Good morning, Milwaukee. Let's do this Monday. Let's get it going. Going to be a little cooler today as well as the weather gets cooler with the fall. And, of course, the news in Milwaukee tonight, Milwaukee Brewers baseball. The NLDS Game 2 happens tonight. Let's get a look at sports with Mike Clemens, WAUK News Time, 6:32.
Game 2 is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning Game 1, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday. Up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. WAUK News Time, 6:33. We got 65 degrees here in the Brew City. Traffic time is brought to you by Blindster.com. Bonnie Cream with WAUK Traffic.
Still some very nice-looking roads this morning. 4145 northbound Zoo to Good Hope, just a 10-minute trip. Southbound, 8 minutes with no delays at all. 43 southbound Brown Deer to Marquette, just 9 minutes. And Highway 794 southbound, your entrance ramp from Car Ferry remains closed until the 13th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive, and Blindster prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Find out more at Blindster.com. WAUK News Time is 6:34.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time 6:35. Time to take a look at the weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
637 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Let's talk some money with CBS News and Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And good morning, Milwaukee. I'm Dan Haney at 640, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Also streaming on the Civic Media app, or just find out more at waukradio.com. Get a look at more local news from our WAUK newsroom and Stuart J. Wattles. And, of course, Leslie Lotto has got state news as well. Are you going to be one of those going to be tailgating tonight at American Family Field? Game 2 of the NLDS, Milwaukee and Chicago. Go Brewers, go. Let's get a look at CBS News, WAUK News Time, 641.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, clashing with ICE agents as a federal judge blocks President Trump temporarily from sending National Guard troops from any state into the city.
We don't need help. We've got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know, Portland is this boogeyman that requires further militarization, and we just don't.
The president says he'll forge ahead with his battle that began in Washington, D.C.
It took 12 days to think of that. Now we're in Memphis. We're doing the same thing in Memphis, and we're going to Chicago.
This is day six of a government shutdown, and Republicans and Democrats remain at a standstill. CBS's Jared Hill.
Yesterday, President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said they want to look at ways to address federal health care subsidies, but after the shutdown ends.
The Senate plans another vote on a spending plan today. Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, for indirect talks on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports said Netanyahu confidant Ron Dermer will not be joining the talks, at least at the beginning. But President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will come to Cairo. President Trump says both Israel and Hamas have said yes to the first stage of his plan to end the war.
It includes partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. They handed out the Nobel Prize in Medicine in Stockholm this morning.
It's a joint award for two Americans and a Japanese scientist.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi.
The prize honors three decades of research on peripheral immune tolerance, which is one way the body helps keep the immune system from getting out of whack and attacking its own tissues instead of foreign invaders. Sakaguchi made the first key discovery in 1995. Branco and Ramsdell made another breakthrough in 2001. Sakaguchi linked all of their work 2 years later. Peter King, CBS News.
In Tibet today. Rescuers have gotten to about 350 hikers at a snowy tourist camp on Mount Everest. About 200 more still trapped. The BBC's Stephen McDonald from Beijing.
We spoke to one woman whose husband was on a 12-day trek there. 2 days into the trek, he called her via satellite phone and said, "You've got to speak to the police. There's way too much snow here. We're in big trouble."
One hiker tells a local news outlet 3 feet of snow has crushed their tents. Dow futures up 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Taylor Swift crushes The Rock at the box office.
She not only tops Billboard charts, but also the weekend box office.
I heard you calling.
Taylor Swift's new film, the official release Party of a Showgirl, brought in $33 million. The AMC Theaters release was announced just 2 weeks ago and features music videos and behind-the-scenes footage. It played at all 540 AMC theaters in the U.S. for 3 days, ending after Sunday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson sports drama, by the way, brought in just $6 million in wide release and cost $40 million to make. Cyclist Aurelien Fontenoy, now the fastest athlete ever to climb to the second floor of the Eiffel Tower on an all-terrain bike. He made it up 686 steps in 12 and a half minutes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. A man is in the hospital after being rescued from a burning apartment in Milwaukee. Firefighters say it started yesterday afternoon on the third floor of a building near Lloyd and Holton. The apartment was destroyed, but no one else was hurt. The cause remains under investigation. If real estate movement is any measure, immigration enforcement efforts could increase around here. ICE is moving into a new 20,000-square-foot facility on Milwaukee's northwest side after months of renovations. The building on West Lake Park Drive will serve as the main office for immigration officers and staff. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the federal government is also looking for a second office downtown for attorneys who work with ICE, but that office will not hold detainees. After the recent ICE raids in Manitowoc, including 24 arrests tied to suspected trafficking, several advocacy groups got together in Milwaukee. Forward Latino National President Daryl Maureen says he's against the aggressive enforcement.
And let me remind you of one other thing. In and of itself, it is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States. It's a civil violation, like the civil violation I'm going to get when my parking meter expires and I get a parking ticket. It's that minor. And why is it that way? Per statute, per act of Congress. It is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States.
Homeland Security says some of those arrested up north were involved in serious crimes like sexual assault and child trafficking. No criminal complaints have been formally released. Some detainees have been deported or transferred to other facilities. Local advocates and faith leaders are calling for more transparency from federal authorities, saying many of those arrested are farm workers and members of the local community, not criminals. The operation has also sparked fears that immigrant workers are hesitant to go to work or school due to the uncertainty surrounding the raids. ICE officials say the enforcement actions are necessary to uphold the rule of law. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A veterinarian in southern Wisconsin's losing his license for now. The state's veterinary examining board suspended Dr. Richard Domlin. He's the lead vet at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. The board voted unanimously after a surprise inspection turned up problems with record keeping. Van Domlin had been allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions before the suspension. This isn't the first time Ridgeland Farms has faced criticism over alleged mistreatment of animals. People in Wisconsin are no longer paying sales tax on electricity and natural gas used in their homes. It was a bipartisan effort that went into effect last week, highlighted this week in Governor Tony Evers' weekly radio address.
Here in Wisconsin, we're working to lower costs for working families and give folks a little extra breathing room in their household budgets.
Evers says the change will help ease the strain of rising living costs. The governor talked up the long-term impact of eliminating the tax.
Over the next 2 years alone, eliminating the sales tax on utility bills will help reduce energy costs for families and save Wisconsin households over $178 million.
Critics argue that eliminating the tax cuts state revenue, which could affect funding for public services in the long run. A new case of bird flu has been found in Wisconsin. The state's agriculture department says the disease hit a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County that's now under quarantine. Officials say none of those birds will enter the food supply. They're reminding all poultry and livestock owners to keep their hands clean, regularly disinfect their tools, and keep animals separated. Bird owners are also urged to keep their flocks indoors whenever possible. And a monarch migration has begun. If you're lucky, you might spot the butterflies flying south through the state. Right now, they're making a 2.5-month trip from the north all the way to central Mexico. Experts say only a tiny super generation makes that journey. Just 2 to 5% of monarchs survive to adulthood. At night, they rest in roosts that can include hundreds or even thousands of butterflies. Scientists say you can help by planting milkweed and nectar plants and reporting sightings to track their migration. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Hey everybody, Todd Alball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Shulman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Alball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
653 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Good morning. How are you? My name is Dan Haney. Welcome to Monday Milwaukee. And coming up, we've got Mike Clemens with sports, Packers, Badgers, Brewers. Traffic delays in some parts of the freeway here in the Milwaukee area. And we'll get the latest report and another warm, mild day in store. One of the last ones, too, as it's going to get cooler because it's fall, obviously. And we'll also get traffic and weather coming up as well. But right now, Mike Clemens is standing by with sports, WAUK News Time, 6:53.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK News Time, 6:54. Bonnie Green standing by with WAUK Traffic, which is sponsored this time by Blindster.com. Bonnie Green, what you got?
4145 northbound Zoo to Good Hope, about a 12-minute trip. You'll see brake lights at North Avenue. It gets tight. 4394 southbound, still a disabled vehicle on the entrance ramp from Beecher. And 94 eastbound and westbound, either way, Moreland to Marquette, just a 9-minute trip. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
And WAUK Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com. And now, we're going to get a look at the weather forecast. WAUK News Time is 6:55.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts. It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, WAUK News Time, 6:58. Time now for WAUK weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Local news coming up at the top in the next hour, 7 o'clock, with Stuart J. Waddles. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clemens, he's got sports, traffic and weather, along with money and business news. And, of course, Pam Bianchi with the Midwest Farm Report. The morning news continues with CBS WAUK News Time, 7 o'clock.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, clashing with ICE agents as a federal judge blocks President Trump temporarily from sending National Guard troops from any state into the city.
We don't need help. We got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know,